Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. This is your host, Hidemi Woods. I'm reading an episode from one of the books I wrote, An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode is titled Name. This is about the way how I was named. Name. My mother turns to a fortune teller when it comes to a big decision. Every big decision that has fundamentally influenced her life was made by a fortune teller, including her marriage. When my parents named their children, they of course had a fortune teller choose the names. So, I was named by a total stranger. My parents each had their own pick for my name when they visited the fortune teller, and they also had a few other names as spares, just in case. The fortune teller picked Hidemi out of the spares, which was neither of their picks. Most Japanese names are written in Chinese characters. Each of the characters has its inherent meaning. My name is composed of two characters. The character for Hide means excellent, and the one for Mi means beautiful. In Japan, we are often asked the corresponding characters to the name when we give out our names. I always explain Hidemi as in excellent and beautiful. And the person who hears it almost always gives me a wry smile. I know what they think. That was the episode of today. For my name, a fortune teller decided almost every important move or decision or action of my family when I was little. My mother was obsessed with a fortune teller. She couldn't decide by herself, and she couldn't rely on my father either, because my father also couldn't decide anything. So my parents didn't decide by themselves anything. They just looked up my grandparents, especially my grandfather who reigned, he ruled. He controlled my family when I lived in my hometown. So my parents just did what my grandfather told them to do. In some way, it was easy for them because they didn't need to decide anything, they were just following my grandfather's instructions. But sometimes, inevitably, people have to decide by themselves. There is suddenly an event where they have to decide by themselves. So when my parents, especially my mother, faced that decision-making event, she turned to a fortune teller because my mother's mother, which means my grandmother on my mother's side, was obsessed with fortune telling. So my mother herself grew up by listening to fortune telling, because my grandmother was a controller of my mother in her childhood, and my grandmother decided everything for my mother according to the fortune telling. So when my mother needed to decide something, firstly she turned to my grandmother, who in turn advised her to go to a fortune teller. So every move of my mother's important decision depended on a fortune teller. And one of those important occasions was naming her own child. She had some choices for her own child, and my father also had his choices, and each of them their best pick for me when they had me. My father's pick was Mariko, and my mother's was Kumiko. And they prepared some spare picks in case that a fortune teller rejected either Mariko or Kumiko. And as one of the spears they prepared Hidemi. And the fortune teller picked Hidemi, and I was named so. The thing was, the Chinese character is corresponding to my name. Japanese language has three different character sets for writing, and those three were mixed to write Japanese. And one of the sets is the Chinese characters called kanji. And most Japanese names are composed of kanji, the Chinese characters. And every kanji character has its meaning. Japanese names tend to bear meanings, not just sound of it, but it carries the meaning, specific meanings. When the names are used Chinese characters. Mostly, generally, children's names reflect their parents' expectations, wishes, and for instance, mine is excellent and beautiful, and as for the name, the name shows my parents' wishes. I don't think I grew up according to their expectations. I'm not excellent nor beautiful. But mostly, it's not necessarily that the child grows up according to the expectations that were put in their names. Sometimes it goes oppositely. Sometimes it goes close to their names. Very rarely, a child grows up exactly according to the parents' wishes that was put in that child's name. I think the best example is Hideo Nomo. Do you remember the major leaguer pitcher in Dodgers who played mid-90s? A Japanese professional baseball pitcher, Hideo Nomo. His name, Hideo, is written in Chinese characters, and those characters' meanings were hero. It showed exactly what he has become. And the other example is my favorite, the best guitar player in the world is Toshiyuki Abe. He is a guitarist in a Japanese band called Tulip, and his name Toshiyuki is in Chinese characters, which means were smart and happy. He passed away a few years ago, but he was smart and very happy. So that was another proof that someone can grow up exactly as the name implies. So when I was little, or until a few years back, mostly parents named their children according to their expectations or wishes, but these days Japanese parents name their children a bit differently, I notice. Children's names these days are not expectations or wishes, but rather meaningless sound, like nature things or beautiful things or pleasant condition or something very cozy or something very something easy to be heard. Or children these days are named like characters of an animation or a TV program. So meaningless names are prevalent these days. I wonder why they stopped naming their children with their expectations. Why they started to name them with meaningless names, just sound. Why cozy sound comes before the expectations? Where this naming trend in Japan came from? Do they stop expecting for their children? Or do they just consider their children as their friends? They regard friendship important between parents and children. I've seen a lot of friends like family these days. Does that have to do with this naming trend? I wonder. In my opinion, I think it's better to name their children with some meaningful names that have parents' expectations, because that may work. I mean, it creates a chance for their kids to meet up their names. Because unconsciously, children may strive to meet up their names because they use their names every day while they grow up. So the brain might make effort to meet up the parents' expectations. And even after they grow up as an adult, the brain still consider their names should be the way they're going to, or they're aiming to, or to they should become what the name tells. So I think those names are better. that I can't, I don't have any right to criticize the parents who name their children just with cozy sound. Because in my early teens, I once imagined my future child's name. I imagined, fantasied what kind of name I would name my child when I had one in the future. And my pick was Milk. Yeah, Milk. I just liked the sound of it, but yeah, honestly, I don't know why I chose Milk for my future child, because I'm not such a big fan of milk, and of course I didn't expect my child to be Milk in the future. So I don't understand what I was thinking, but Milk was my choice. So probably I wanted my child with some unisex name. But Milk? What I was thinking? So it's just good I don't have a child. Maybe I foresaw this naming trend in Japan was coming in the future, and I picked Milk by its cozy sound. But Milk? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hitemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well. Thank you.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hitomi Woods on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.